You're now listening to the English news of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On January 19 afternoon, the Vice Chairman of Gangneung City People's Committee, Mr. Nguyen Ngoc Hae, had a meeting with the Consul General of Thailand in Ho Chi Minh City, came to pay a courtesy visit. The leader of Gangneung City was thanked by the Consul General of Thailand in Ho Chi Minh City for allowing Thai companies to operate there. She expressed her hope that the city will keep fostering an environment that is conducive to Thai companies investing in areas of road and aviation, education and training and commerce, supermarkets and shopping centers. Mr. Nguyen Ngoc Hae hoped that the Consul General would continue to serve as a link between Thai firms and investors and the Center for Linking Production, Processing and Consumption of Agricultural Products in the Mekong Delta, introducing them to the city's potential image and investment promotion policies. After this visit, hopefully, there will be even more widespread contacts, exchanges, and collaboration between Vietnam and Thailand in general and Gangneung in particular. The city's culture, sports, and tourism sector just held a conference to summarize 2023 work and implement 2024 task and direction. Mr. Nguyen Thuc Hinh, Vice Chairman of Gangneung City People's Committee, attended and gave a speech to direct the conference. Every town, district, and commune has attained the label of urban civilization. As in sports, 1,328 athletes from the city competed in 95 competitions and took home 748 medals overall, with 204 gold ones. It had close to 6 million visitors throughout the year, a 17% rise over the same period. The total money made from tourism was 5,420 billion Vietnam dong, up 32% from the previous year and 118% of the annual budget. Mr. Nguyen Thuc Hinh has directed the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism to carry out the movement of all people uniting to build cultural life in the area in an effective manner, continue to implement the Gangneung City Cultural Development Project for the period of 2020-2025, among other projects. The Party Committee of Gangneung City Department of Transport on January 19 morning organized a review of their work in 2023. During the year, 6 new party members were admitted, reaching 100% of the plan. 3 party cells and 38 party members receive excellence completion of task. Work involving supervision and inspection is routinely managed and overseen. Additionally, the party committee oversees and effectively leads professional tasks like investing in major project construction, strengthening the oversight of transportation activities, conducting routine inspections and supervision of transportation companies, requiring the posting of transportation rates in compliance with legal requirements, and enhancing drivers' license training, among other things. The total revenue of companies operating in industrial parks in Gangneung reached $233.5 million in the first month of 2024, an increase of 31% over the same time previous year, is an indicative of an improving picture for Gangneung industrial production sector. On the morning of January 19, the Department of Education and Training of Gangneung City held the opening ceremony of the city-level science and technology competition for high school students in the 2023-2024 school year. A preliminary round of the competition was held in December 2023, with 249 projects taking part. Through this process, 177 projects from 22 fields, including animal research, social and behavioral science, biomedicine and health science, chemistry, physics, and astronomy, were chosen by the organizing committee to compete in the final round. Students entering the contest show their entries to the board of examiners. The goods that place highly in each field in particular will compete in the English presentation round to determine which two will move on to the national contest. From September 2024, the Post and Telecommunications Institute of Technology will officially enroll 200 students majoring in-game. This is also the first time there has been an in-depth coverage of university training and vocational training about games in Vietnam. The Post and Telecommunication Institute of Technology's Bachelor of Game Technology program is anticipated to be the first comprehensive and official game training program in Vietnam, aiding in creating highly skilled human resources with knowledge and abilities in designing and game development. Furthermore, to augment specialist training in gaming for the next 5 years, the Ministry of Information and Communications has established connections with Tôn Đức Thắng University, FPT University, Hanoi Polytechnic University, and numerous other universities. According to estimates by economic experts, by the end of 2023, worldwide game industry revenue is estimated to reach $187.7 billion. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.